definitely human.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
His own daughter as heavy as my aunt Stew.
Next time, try the door handle. Now pay the cabbie.
You got a shilling?
London, November 1891.
Van Nuys, show yourself.
He's not going to be here, fella.
He must be. That tunnel from the pawnbroker led all the way here. Or it would have done if you hadn't insisted we take a hansom.
I'm not going down a tunnel in a pawn shop. I have my reputation to consider.
Your reputation? I've only been here a month.
Look, just because we're trapped in the Victorian times doesn't mean I can't still be the cream of London society.
You were never the cream of London society.
Exactly. Now I could be. Look, man, we might be stuck here forever.
Oh, don't say that. I need to get back.
And I'm sure we will. But until then, let's have some fun. That's all I'm saying. You should see what happens when I show the ladies my ankles. They fall down faster than some dominoes on record breakers.
Come on, Roy. Let's try the cellar.
Look at this place.
My word. I've never seen this big a collection of occult literature and cabalistic icons.
Is that a goose?
Yes.
Careful. It might break your arm. Those bastards have foul tempers.
No, it's dead, Roy.
That's just what it wants you to think.
Oh, foul tempers. I just got that, sorry.
What are you doing? Get your hand out of its mouth.
Stay back, detective. Unhand my goose.
I'm dropping the goose. You don't need the knife.
How did you find me?
Good question. Let me explain.
Oh, here he goes.
We followed the trail left by our client, your stepdaughter. After forcing her to spend day after day sat by the window dressed in a wig and copying out the Encyclopedia Britannica, she finally had enough and contacted me. I know you've been impersonating her fiancé to control her inheritance after dispatching her poor mother using an African boom slang, the deadliest snake in the world.
He wanted to see her. He wanted to be near her. That's why she had to sit in the mirror, the sunlight on her face. He liked the sunlight.
Right, that sounds all wrong.
He would have her, and I would have her money.
Who would have her? Who are you working for?
You haven't answered me. What brought you here?
You failed to realize that your alias, your poor stepdaughter's fictitious fiancé, had registered his address when he placed a regular order of precious beryls he used to win her heart. But beryls cost money. Hence, you created that bogus pawn shop and sold every item that was entrusted to you.
What the hell are you talking about? Who's this beryl?
It's a kind of crystal, you idiot.
Yeah, I'm sorry about him.
No, it's fine.
And here's the proof. This beryl given to us by your stepdaughter matches exactly this beryl and it's extracted from this goose's crop.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
It's how you're ensuring all the beryls came to you. You smuggled them out in geese.
Those geese have been good to me. So has he. And I know what he would want to do with you.
Lorimer, look out! He's got fists!
Ow! Anytime you feel like helping.
Thought you'd never ask. Hi!
All right, it's a fair cop.
Another case solved thanks to the righteous power of Steel Kido.
I think it was my deductive reasoning, actually.
You think whatever makes you happy, fella.
I failed him. He'll never return, never walk the earth like a gentleman.
Who? Who put these ideas into your head?
What was that?
What?
This mirror.
Oh, Roy, stop preening. We're at work. Come on, let's get a message to Inspector Gregson. He can take care of this unfortunate.
But the mirror?
Yep, leave the mirror. It's not important.
The Monster Hunters. By Peter Davis and Matthew Woodcock. Episode 5, The Eyes of Shadwell Craik.
Look at you. You never stop, do you? Always tapping.
Fascinating, isn't it? That a power so awesome could reside in a mirror so hideous.
You're here to do the books, Bursa. If I wanted cheap poetics, I'd buy a birthday card. Actually, I find it rather beautiful.
I'd invest in some birthday cards, Mrs. Grantham, because Shadwell Craik will soon be among us. Reborn into our modern world of buses and luncheon vouchers.
Can he hear us?
Like an irate history teacher, he can see and hear everything. For hundreds of years, trapped in the glass, alive yet unalive. Imagine what that would do to a person. And imagine what he would do for those followers who have set him free.
Yet his followers are disappointed with you, Bursa. We know what happened in Cambridge. Perhaps you could explain how you intend to rectify matters.
We've had a few unforeseen setbacks, but I'm pleased to announce we are back on target. I've even sent for our glass worker. Feast your eyes on that mirror for the last time, because shortly it will be no more. Melted down like butter on a ham.
And the girl? You know how much he wants the girl.
That's already underway.
Martine! I'm sorry I'm late. I only just got your message. Martine? Dr. Ladyface? Excuse me, have you seen Dr. Ladyface? I got a message to meet her here.
Sorry, not seen her all day.
Damn! Martine? Is that you? I can't see you from up here. It's too dark. I'll come down to the stage. I don't know why you thought meeting in the lecture halls was a good idea. It's difficult lugging these stakes around without getting funny looks. I had to tell people we were going camping. Who the hell are you? Get away from me! Stay back!
Typical. No monsters to punch for weeks, and the first chance I get to work on my tan, there's a storm.
Not like you could have gone out in those shorts, unless you enjoy being arrested.
Depends on who's doing the arresting. No, I was planning on using our mezzanine level.
We don't have a mezzanine level. Oh, hang on. You'll be looking at that book again. You know, you're not qualified to build an extension just because you've read A Beginner's Guide to Woodwork.
I thought you'd be pleased.
I think it might invalidate the freehold.
Is that a judo thing? Hello, Roy Steele, international playboy and whiskey interrogator. Martine? So, you're well? Still doing whatever it is you do?
Research, Roy. I do research. Look, perhaps we should talk. There's something I need to tell you.
How's your sister?
Shut up, Roy! Put Lorimer on!
Lorimer? It's Dr. Ladyface and she sounds all grumpy. Probably because she wants to talk to you.
Give me that. Hello, Martine.
Lorimer? It's Lauren.
Are you sure? You were on the run again.
Lauren Asher. She's gone missing.
Oh.
Lorimer? Hello? Do I need to use my little whistle?
No, I'm fine. Stay where you are. I'll come to you.
Look at him work. How he melts and molds the glass. The care. And delicacy of it, the artistry. Like a decorator hanging wallpaper, stopping only for a suck of his teeth and to ask for a cup of tea every half an hour. Bringing the lightness of touch to his every ministration.
It sounds like it hurts.
What is the excruciating agony of melting your glassy body down compared to the torment of 400 years trapped in a mirror?
Was the tendering process competitive?
No. It's amazing what you can do with the yellow pages and a sack of cash.
The girl is being prepared. When we're ready, I'll have her brought through.
Are you nearly finished?
Ugh, nearly, Gav. You tried blowing glass before. It's bleeding hot.
What's he saying?
He said he's just about done.
Here we go. Take a butcher's of these beauties.
He's saying, look at his work.
I know that. He's holding them in front of my face.
They look like eyeballs. glass eyeballs.
Indeed. They say the eyes are the window to the soul. How appropriate that they will be the vehicle for Shadwell Crake's re-embodiment.
Here, when am I going to get paid?
If you invoice me...
Yeah, I'd rather some eddies, you know, for tax purposes.
Oh, of course. I understand the value of keeping an eye on one's accounts. So let's close yours.
Here, what's going on? Why is it getting hotter?
A little bonus for your hard work.
Ah, my legs! Ah! Oh, it's like my bones are on fire! Ah, my knees! My tongue! My everything!
Lorimer, where's Roy?
In the car. Don't worry, I wound the window down. He'll be fine.
But this is a pub.
I told him it was a library.
You didn't know Lauren was working with me.
Well, I knew she transferred to Cambridge, but I thought it best not to make contact. She did phone me once.
That must have been just before she got in contact with me. Those marble-nosed men I told you about? They were after her.
Crikey.
That's all you have to say?
You think this has something to do with me?
You prodded something you shouldn't have.
Technically, I didn't prod that mirror. I probed it. It could have had enormous value to our understanding of the paranormal. Instead, I had to brick up a library. Also, a man died.
And now Lauren Asher is missing. The two things are almost certainly connected. All because you had to know.
You're a scientist too.
And I know how to assess the dangers of my actions. Your monster hunting has blinded you to the responsibilities we have as scientists. You just think every potential pitfall can be dealt with by calling for some polyester-clad fists.
Talking about me?
Roy.
Roy.
Martine.
It's been a while.
Yes, it has. Look, I have only one thing I need to say to you. And that is, whoa there! This is no library! This is a boozer!
Now, Roy.
We'll talk about this at home.
Matter in hand, boys.
What do you know about Shadwell Crake?
Oh, hell no.
An alchemist. A rival of John Dee?
I've been researching him since we encountered his scrying mirror.
What's our first move?
London University. I have to know.
Don't you think you should floor it? Go on, a tiny bit of you knows you want to.
This is Suki's car. I'm not going to face one of her two-hour rants because you made me break the wheels or something.
Well, let me drive.
I'm not letting you drive Suki's car.
Sorry, Lorimer. You're too far away. I can't hear you. Here goes.
Oh, that's my knee.
Oh, shift over, fella. Christ, it's like shifting a brick.
The road, boys, the road.
Oh, yes. Martine, would you mind holding the wheel while Roy and I swap over?
Oh, it's a bit of a stretch. Ow. Roy, don't climb over my arm.
Watch out for that tree, lady drivers.
If I wasn't hanging over the front seat desperately clinging to this wheel, I'd lamp you.
Promises, promises. Ah, there we go. You can take your hands off me now, darling. Unless you'd rather grip on tighter. Ow! Okay, maybe not.
Next time, why don't you just stop in a lay-by?
Oh. Roy, would you mind looking at the road and not my face?
I'm trying to read you, fella. I'm good with people's feelings.
No, you're not.
Everyone says so.
No, they don't.
Well, I know you, and I know you need to stop with that there wallowing. You're like a cross hippo when the creek dries up. You can't blame yourself.
Can't I?
What you two did with that mirror was dangerous. A good friend of mine is in a lot of trouble, and God knows what will happen when Crake gets free. Knowledge is like a nest, Roy. Sometimes you prod it and you find it's full of wasps. It was horribly reckless.
Whoa. Lorimer Chesterfield was not horribly reckless.
Thank you, Roy.
Scientifically reckless, maybe.
Oh, thank you, Roy.
But how would man progress without scientific recklessness? Would the Wright brothers have invented flight? Would Louis Pasteur have invented spaghetti?
You can stop defending me now, Roy. Please.
All I know is that if we don't sort this mess out, all the planes full of spaghetti in the world won't mean a hill of beans, because we'll all be dead. Now floor it, Roy!
Brothers and sisters, our fellowship stands at the moment of triumph. The arcane knowledge that we have sought, the power to bend and shape this world as we see fit, is now quite literally in the palm of my hand. Tonight, we will restore the great necromancer and magician, Shadwell Crake. trapped for so long. We will give him a body, and he will be grateful. Now, before we start, who's taking minutes?
Bring the woman forward.
Get off me! Let me go!
Miss Asher, Shadwell Craig has told me so much about you. Ever since he touched your mind all those months ago, he knew he had to have you for his new body. I offered to negotiate the transaction, and tonight I shall bring those negotiations to a successful conclusion.
How long will this take? Only you're very, very boring.
You'll have to forgive me. I've been waiting a very long time for this.
Can you just hurry along and wheel out the mirror? This is quite painful enough.
The mirror is gone. I have liquidized my assets into these.
Eyeballs? You've melted the mirror down into eyeballs.
And they will look so lovely when you wear them in your face.
Oh, please. Don't you know what you're doing? I felt his mind. If Craik finds a body, he'll be free to indulge all the desires and passions he's had pent up for 400 years. He's mad!
Brothers and sisters, light the candles. The time is now.
House me. House me in her.
The library's this way. Quickly!
I just hope she doesn't make it easy for them.
She wasn't part of our world, Martine. She wasn't a hunter. She was just a simple girl with the power to luck into people's brains and grump at them.
That was before she met me. We've been doing a little monster hunting of our own.
What? After all you said to me?
That is entirely different.
Can it? Here we are, the library. But it's still bricked up.
Where else can they be? This is where we left Craik.
Wait, boys! Look at the bricks.
Hell's face. These are no bricks. This is brick effect wallpaper.
But I expressly told the bursar to use only the finest brick.
Lorimer, I don't suppose you know what bursa is Latin for.
Purse, Roy.
Right. Okay.
But he's the only one that could have done this.
Thinking later, fellas. You've arrived at the Fists of Go-Go, and the first round's on me. Hi!
No. Quickly. Complete the ceremony.
Lauren!
Martine!
What a bunch of cultists.
Professor Chesterfield. So nice of you to join us. Hold them.
Ow! Cultist with a strong grip! You know this fella?
He's University bursar. Quite honestly, I'm surprised he had the imagination to pull this off.
It was you, Professor. You inspired me. We had tried for so long to bring Shadwell Craik back. Before you, we tried through the medium of hippies. We thought their mystic hokum would be enough to return Craig to life. Those incense-sniffing idiots got scared and returned him to the antique shop I left him in. It was only when I found out what happened with you and Lauren Asher here that I finally knew how I could realize my target.
So this is all your fault, Roy.
Don't look at me. I just wanted to buy you a lovely present.
Do excuse me, gentlemen, lady. Shadwell Craik grows restless.
Martine, please! I'm trying to hold Craik back with my mind, but he's too powerful!
We have to get free!
You leave it to Roy Steele. There's always something punchable about weird rope maniacs. Hey, brothers, can you spare a wine?
Two can play at that game!
Not bad.
Thank you.
Don't worry about me, just stop the bursar.
It's too late.
Roy?
Ladies first.
Hey!
Thank you.
We need to get you out of here.
No, wait. We have to find the eyes.
What?
The eyes. I've dropped the eyes. Find them.
The glass eyes. He made them from the mirror. They are Shadwell Craik.
No. We have to find them before they do.
I'll keep my eyes open.
Stop everything. I have them.
You need to give them to me, madam. You have no idea how powerful he is.
I have every idea how powerful he is. He's going to share that power with his followers.
What is it?
The eyes. They're pulling me.
Everyone stay out of her way.
It's like she's some kind of magnet made of woman.
Mrs. Grantham, what are you doing? Keep those eyeballs away from my head.
I can't stop. He's pulling me towards you. He wants to be housed. He needs a body.
House me. Oh.
Not me, not my face, not me!
Christ, that smell! Like overdone pig! Whew, this'll stay with me a long time.
Shut up, Roy. Bursar, can you hear me?
Hell is empty.
and all the devils are here.
Oh no, Lorimer, I can see inside his mind. He's not there anymore. That's Shadwell Crane.
Fingers. I have fingers. And a chin. And legs. I can move. Shadwell Crake is reborn.
We have to get out of here now.
Run. Run and hide. But there is nowhere to escape from me.
Lorimer, what's he doing?
Everyone get down. He's going to...
But you're back now.
It took us nearly a day. Some of the roads were already impassable. Cambridge isn't too bad, and Lauren and I will keep an eye. We'll make sure things don't get too weird. But London, it's like a fist is clenched tightly round it, squeezing the life out.
I know. All the things I've read in the past few days, I've been such a fool. All the prophecies and myths, things I know my entire life, they all point to Craig, and none of them end well.
What's the worst-case scenario?
Well, all the power he gained trapped in that mirror, I can't even think. And trapped at Sir Maxwell's, we're powerless to stop him. Yeah, oh, listen, Roy's coming back. You sure you won't?
Yes. Goodbye.
It's not stopped, then?
No, it barely hasn't! It's been 2 days! If I wanted an ornamental river outside my front door, I'd have rung for Suki! Mother keeps telling me to shore up the house with sandbags. But who makes bags out of sand?
Drink your soup. I always feel better after a lovely soup.
Oh, is that what this is? I thought someone had had an accident in a horse factory. Suki, find all the soup companies, buy them, and have them shut down with fire.
Damn!
We all kill the thing we love, Roy.
I'm glad you're feeling so chirpy, Lorimer. Any word from Dr. Ladyface? After Craig vanished in that crash of lightning.
Miss Asher and Marty made it back to Cambridge, but the roads are nearly impassable. Just as bad there, but I think they have it covered. Did she say anything to you before they left?
I made a gag about eyes. She said something like, please stay out of my way, you just make things 100% worse.
Nothing about a babysitter?
I didn't think she called you that to your face.
I'm sorry about blaming you.
Don't you worry your pretty little mouth about it. Heat of the moment. Let's say no more about it. I'm not giving you a manly hug, if that's what you're looking for.
Have you thought any more about the plan?
Oh, to crossbreed frogs and newts to create some kind of amphibian ubermensch. The results could be terribly, terribly dangerous.
You know very well what plan.
Hmm? Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no.
We have been warned over and over about this.
No!
Remember what Sir Princely Mothman said? There is worse coming for us.
You've been thinking about this since then.
Of course, of course. Have you not been worried about it?
No, I just forgot about it.
The Brother of the Wolf reformed and fled London because they knew something was coming. I've been speaking to my contacts. There hasn't been a monster sighting in London for weeks. They've cleared out.
You have contacts?
Shadwell Crake has powers we can't even begin to dream of. We can already feel his influence. The way London feels strange. Dangerous.
Like you can see a second London superimposed over the first.
Exactly. It makes the Beast of Albion look like a small dog when the postman calls. Please, Sir Maxwell.
You go along with this crazy plan, Roy!
Lorimer has so many lines on his forehead, he looks like his grandma. And there's an old hunting saying, if you want to catch a tiger, you need to use a rhino.
What?
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, a little more explicit next time, please.
Do you cats know how dangerous this would be? It would be like setting fire to some fire. And we all know how that turns out.
I don't think you can do that.
That's not a thing, is it?
Sir Maxwell, I've thought very hard about this. It's the only way. Suki, tell him. Suki?
I don't think she's on board with this fella.
Boys, we've been through a lot together. If you were my own children, I'd pay for your school fees. I'd knit you some socks. Heck, I'd knit you 2 socks. But if you go through with this, we are finished.
Sir Maxwell, what are you saying?
It means you're out of the Monster Hunters.
Lorimer?
I'm sorry. This is my mess. I have to clean it up. And this is the only mop for the job.
Then get out of my house. Forever.
Well, at least we still have Suki's car, so she can't be that cross. Did she say anything to you, fella?
She hasn't said a word to me. I just hope she'll understand.
Well, if we get this wrong, it won't matter. Because she'll be dead. Probably in some horrible pain-inducing way.
Yeah, thank you, Roy. Why are you dressed as a vicar?
How else do you expect us to get into Westminster Abbey? Right, once we're in, we tell the abbot or whatever that we need to check the ventilation shaft. Then we use those ropes off the Yeti caper to lower ourselves into the crypt, knock out those guards, and then do the business.
There isn't a ventilation shaft.
What?
You don't need to punch anyone. All I need to do is show this letter that was written when we left in here all those years ago. It's all set up. I spoke to the dean and everything.
Do I at least get to seduce a nun?
There are no nuns.
I wonder if there's still time to ask Sir Maxwell for my job back.
Come on. Right, here it is, Roy.
That's the box.
Did you bring the rubber gloves? There's a lot of holy water in there. I know what you like about getting your sleeves wet.
Check these rubbery hands out. Ooh, look, salmon colour. They match my cravat.
Stop wiggling your hands about. All right. What I do without choice. In the name of peace, of the lives we'll ultimately save, of...
Right, are you going to go on like this all night?
Oh, fine. And now for number two. Roy, I'm unlocking the box. Get ready.
That's him.
All that's left of him. Put your box down, pass me your penknife.
Here you go. Are you sure this is necessary? I mean your lovely hand.
It needs blood. Can you think of any other way?
Do it, man.
Okay. Oh, ow.
What now?
Wait.
Good evening, gentlemen. How fitting that my greatest enemies should be responsible for my resurrection. That the final corruption of the Monster Hunter should be brought about by none other than I, Count Orloff.
You've not corrupted us, Count Orloff. We're here because... we need your help.
Intriguing. Tell me more.
To be continued. The Eyes of Shadwell Crake was written and directed by Peter Davis and Matthew Woodcock. With Matthew Woodcock as Roy Steele, Peter Davis as Lorimer Chesterfield, Kelly Quick as Lauren Asher, Jade Allen as Dr. Ladyface, Philip North as the Bursar, Susanna Gordon as Mrs. Grantham, and Simon Kane as Sir Maxwell House, Van Nuys, and Count Orloff. Engineered by David Knight. Edited by Tom Dalling and David Knight. Music by Simon Magus and Call Me Greenhorn. With thanks to Maximilian John, Laura Davis and Emma Gibbs. Support the production of The Monster Hunters on Patreon at patreon.com/definitelyhuman. The Monster Hunters is a Definitely Human production.
So I said to her, if I want to stay with you, you need to give me something. And she did. She paid up. So now I'm getting £5 less a month and unlimited text. Oh, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to Behind the Hunting of the Monsters.
Welcome back.
Monster Hunters.
It's good to see you again.
Can you see them?
Well, you've got to wear the special glasses.
Oh, that's what they are.
I mean, their faces are more like children's crude illustrations.
Are you just wearing glasses that your children have drawn?
No.
So today we're going to talk about The Eyes of Shadwell Crake.
Look at this, episode 5. Shadwell Crake, you say?
I know.
This series is hotting up big styly, as the kids on the street are saying.
I don't think they do say
they
that.
They not?
No. So today we're talking about episode 5.
Blinkin'.
In which
that's
we have
fast.
A lot of characters in this
we
one.
We do.
Roy and Lorimer are back, properly.
Look at that. By popular demand, we had a lot of letters.
We also had that ghost horse knocking on the door,
yeah, I
complaining.
Know,
he's
who
noisy.
Would believe that, eh?
I don't get it.
Because it's like a horse foot.
What is?
A hoof.
All right.
Who, hoof.
Is that your main gag for this?
Look at that.
Oh, look. That's... I was there all along.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He came with
back.
Me on this journey. He had the map.
So anyway, we also have Lauren Asher back.
Again.
And Dr. Ladyface as well.
Again.
Blimey. And the Bursar has a little more to do in this one.
This is a bit strange because, I mean, series 2 had an arc to it.
But every episode had, different characters.
But in some respects, this series is more... serialised, isn't it?
We did it a little bit in series one with the ideas of the Bog Monster and Lord Greg Powers. And then in series two, we had the Beast of Albion, obviously. But it was sort of peppered throughout standalone stories.
Yeah.
And this one, we definitely wanted to have a through line of this big threat that was bigger than anything that the guys had faced before.
Yeah.
And your brain went Elizabethan scrying mirror.
Obviously. But there's something nice about that kind of slow build-up of menace.
As well as our recurring actors and characters, we also have a new character, Mrs. Grantham.
Yes.
Played by Susanna Gordon. And this is the first time that we were not directly involved in the casting process, because now that the show's being produced by Definitely Human, they actually cast someone that they've used before. She was in Mars Corp.
She played Joe Gray, the chief medical officer in Mars Corp. And that's really good, because I think that's what we were hoping to get out of this.
Someone that hadn't worked in London Dungeon, basically.
Yeah, somebody. So because we have a lovely pool, and we work with them, and we enjoy working with them, and they get our sensibilities. But one of the great things of working in a wider pond is you can refresh that bit and get voices that you've not necessarily heard
that
before.
You wouldn't have heard of or thought.
And I think she's really good in this. And
absolutely,
and I think it's exciting to hear somebody coming in who's maybe not been as involved as other people we've had working for us, and yet still suddenly just gelling and it works.
Yeah. It's really exciting.
So that was good fun. But then, this episode, because it is part of a wider arc, is mainly made up by returning characters. You've got Ladyface and Lauren. We said they were back, and here they are,
and
straight
look,
they,
we
away.
We were teasing you.
Look at that.
And who we've might got... be back in episode 6?
That ending.
I know. Tell me about it. Well, oh, what an ending.
That is an ending. That's really shaken things up.
So you've got Sir Maxwell, who's returned, but he's got some very strong feelings about this plan that we've got at the end of this episode.
We've brought him back in, and we've given him something meaty to do, and that's good, I think. It's really nice when you suddenly...
We gave him some meat.
That's what Simon likes.
He's a very simple man. And so we have Count Orloff back, who we haven't seen for a long time.
That was a surprise.
Is a fan favourite, I think we can say.
Yeah, they love him. They've told me.
The kids love Count Orloff.
It's good because it raises the stakes.
It is quite a horror trope in a lot of sort of franchises. When you get to sort of number 7, 8, or 9 in a franchise, you have to do something different. And it often turns out someone's teaming up with the bad guy to fight a bigger baddie.
Are we saying we've got to that
I'm
point?
I'm not saying we are derivative of other franchises.
We've never done that.
And who knows what's going to happen, because, I mean, we've asked him. We'll see what he does in episode 6. I've got no idea.
Well, neither have I. Who will live? Who will die? What will happen? You will find out if you tune in next week. Next week. That's 7 whole days from this day now.
Good luck.
Be seeing you.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.